We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDK Radio. I'm Angino. We are live and we are local on the weekends too. Happy 4th to everyone. And there is a busy show lined up for you today. We're going until 5 o'clock. We're going to wrap things up with Dr. Knowledge, knowledgeinanutshell.com. Some fascinating facts from his book, the all-time book of fascinating facts about the 4th of July. We'll get to that coming up later on in the show. Also, John Shilkoski from the Odd, Mysterious, Fascinating History of Pittsburgh. We'll take a look back on Pittsburgh history on July the 4th, and we'll also look at this region during the Revolutionary War era, and even a little further back than that when it comes to George Washington and his first appearances here in the region. We'll get to that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll check in with Judge Bob Zivonik, see what's happening with him on this 4th of July celebration. Doug Saltzman will break down some politics with us on the presidential level when it comes to Trump and for Joe Biden. And there's a lady from Coriopolis that decided to put up a post on social media. She did this on Nextdoor, just encouraging people that if you're going to wear a mask, can you wear it the right way and actually put it up over your nose? And she put the post up, and at first it went over pretty well. And then it ultimately just took a nosedive and became extremely partisan, and then people calling each other names, and got to the point to where she just took it down. And all she wanted to do was encourage the use and the proper use of masks for the protection of everyone. We'll talk to her coming up in about a half hour from now. But first, Paul Violas is with us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. He is CBS News security analyst. He has a brand new podcast called Mending America, an open and unfiltered conversation between communities and police. Paul, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Robert, wouldn't miss it. You know that. Thank you.
I appreciate you making time for me on this holiday. When it comes to your new podcast, Mending America, explain how what your goal is and what you have intended in accomplishing that goal.
You know, Robert, this show is more than a call to action. It's a blueprint for rebuilding community police relations. I mean, think that Mending America was created so that we could bring members of local communities, activist groups, city managers, police chiefs, mayors, whoever it may be, together with the leadership of the National Fraternal Order of Police for open and unfiltered conversations. But they need to be fact-based, respectful, and goal-oriented so we could measure results. No filter, Robert, putting it all on the table.
Well, let's talk about some of the facts. Do you believe that right now we're not talking about enough, at least, of those facts?
I don't think that we have even scratched the surface, Robert. I mean, I'm grateful for the time that I have with KDKA on a variety of shows, yours included, obviously, which is one of the few pieces of journalism that's out there that's pure journalism. But no, we're not talking about the things that really need to be talked about, because unfortunately, we're in a place right now where we're afraid to talk about the truth. Both sides have to come to the middle. And we are so concerned with things that really aren't going to matter, and we're placing emphasis on things like defunding the police without looking at what that's going to do with a budget and how that's going to detract from the overall goal from both sides. No, we're not addressing the things that we need to, but I assure you, on this show, we will address all the things that we need to.
We want police. We want the security of knowing that a police officer is available with a simple phone call to 911. We also want the bad guys to be intimidated and nervous about the possibility of police. That's security that we all feel. But the reality is that not everyone, when they think of the police, have good personal experiences and good feelings and thoughts that come to mind. And so much of it is just because of the color of one's skin. How do we get to that? We want everyone to have that level of comfort and security with police officers, and we want equality and justice for all.
No question, Robert. Our communities need to feel safe. There is no doubt about that. There's no question that we need police reform. No one is arguing that. Just like you will never find a good cop ever support a bad cop. But this is a relationship, and relationships are two sides of the fence, and both need to realize that they need to own their own levels of responsibility and accountability to that. We need to start from scratch. Think back, and Robert, I can speak from experience because I was the head of a state police academy during the Rodney King era, and we had to go back to basics. We got away from that. We need to go back in making sure from the recruitment stage that more of the community are in uniform. We need to improve our selection process, our testing process, our training and retraining process. And quite frankly, we need to take a good look at police supervision, because just the fact that this guy in Minneapolis, Robert, and you and I talked about this, had 19 internal affairs investigations in 17 years, why the hell did he still have a job? So why are we confused that the public is losing confidence? But by the same token, the public and the community need to understand, part of this is on you. And you need to understand that both of us need to meet in the middle, which is why when we put Mending America together, we put this together so that we can put everyone that you could possibly imagine. We have invited the NAACP, Black Lives Matter. We've invited the Conference of Mayors, city managers, police chiefs to the table so we can talk. I'll moderate. And Robert, trust me, I will make sure that conversation is fact-based, respectful, goal-orientated, and measured in results. That is our goal here. We need to get both sides to the table.
As you talk about the officer in Minneapolis and the 19 internal investigations that took place, many people who are listening are saying, well, wait a second. They're protected by the union, and the union doing the job of representation continues to ensure that cops like this are able to keep their jobs. I understand that you're working in this podcast with leadership from the National Fraternal Order of Police. Will you be addressing the question as to whether or not police unions are too strong, or at least need to refocus their efforts on protecting good cops from bad politics and not protecting bad cops or people from bad cops?
Absolutely, Robert. I'm so glad you brought that up, which is why in our first show, which airs today on all podcast networks, we addressed that very issue. And the key here is for the community, for the national community, Robert, to understand that.
We're sorry, your call did not go through. If you need further assistance.
I tell you what, we will come back to Paul Violas in a moment. He is once again a 40-year law veteran and is CBS News chief security analyst, and we'll talk more about his new podcast, Mending America, an open and unfiltered conversation between communities and police, coming up in a moment right here on KDK Radio. I'm Angino. We are live and we are local on the weekends, too. Thank you very much for being a part of the program on this 4th of July. We'll talk more about the 4th coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Right now, we are joined by Paul Violas. He is a security analyst with CBS News. You can find out more about him and his podcast that we're talking about, Mending America, an open and unfiltered conversation between communities and police. You can find it at violas.com. That's violis.com. And Paul, we're talking about this podcast, and it premieres today, correct?
It does, Robert. It's out on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart Radio, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, everywhere you find a podcast. Mending America is out there.
When you talk about the responsibilities of both sides, we are clearly hearing from the protesters the responsibility from the police side. What do you think the responsibility is from the civilian side?
Well, I think that we need to understand that there's a fair and balanced conversation, and that when we look at situations, they are piece by piece. And what do I mean by that, Robert? We take a look at Atlanta. We saw that entire situation unfold. It's not just a matter of police procedure. It's a matter of the law in that particular state and what use of force means and when it's entitled and what level of force can be used for different situations and what weapons are deadly weapons. I mean, there's only a few states that have, you know, a taser is a deadly weapon. My point is that it is so important for the truth to be brought out relative to how police do their jobs, how police are recruited, trained, and put in uniform, and for the community to understand that person that's behind you in the supermarket, that could be a cop. They're sitting at their kitchen table right now with a stack of bills trying to figure out what they can pay and what they can't pay. They understand from the moment they're in the academy, they know that they fall under that constitutional statement of fighting words doctrine, which means you're held to a higher standard. The only thing the community really needs to look back on right now is how much of where we are right now do you own, and how much are you willing to come to the table to talk about a fact-based conversation on what we need to do to make things better? Things are bad, Robert. You and I know that. They can improve, but both sides need to meet in the middle.
And speaking of this improve, do you believe that we're at a point in time now that is ripe for that change, ripe for that improvement as compared to maybe any other in your 40-year career?
Robert, I can tell you that I have vivid memories. I was 29 years old with a one-star. I was sitting there heading a police academy, and the Rodney King incident took place, and it transformed policing in America. I was so fortunate to be part of the process that re-engineered the training, and not just the state of Florida, but the entire country, worked with the Attorney General on that, and brought us to a place where we really re-examined who are we putting in uniform, what kind of training, what kind of psychological evaluations are we giving them, what's the police selection process. I've been through that. And Robert, I can tell you, as God is my judge, I promise you, if we go back to that and we really examine that, we can get where we need to be. Can we do this? Yes, we can. Mm-hmm. But both sides are going to need to come to the table, which is why I have put so much time into Mending America. Because we're reaching out to everybody and imploring every group, NAACP, Black Lives Matter, any group you can imagine, come to the table and let's air it. It's no filter here. Okay. As long as it's fact-based and respectful, let's throw it on the table. And I do believe, Robert, I do believe that we can make a difference, and I do believe this thing can get fixed. It was fixed before. We could fix it again.
Paul Violas is with us. His website, violas.com, V-I-O-L-L-I-S. Violas.com. He's a security analyst with CBS News, frequent guest on my show, on a number of other shows here on KDK. We're talking about a brand new podcast called Mending America, an open and unfiltered conversation between communities and police. There have been historically a lot of different investigations, reports, studies that have taken place over decades about what needs to be done, what the problem is, what needs to be done. Do you think we need that again, or just a willingness to implement what it is that we've already studied?
Robert, we know the answers here. We do. I mean, you look at Pittsburgh, for example. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much more down-to-earth community can you have than the people of Pittsburgh, Allegheny County? I mean, Right. Seriously. You can't have a better benchmark. Why do you think KDK has been so successful? Because you represent the heartbeat of America. We don't have to start reinventing things. We have to get back to things that matter, things that make sense. I mean, think about it. When we started taking interpersonal communication skills out in a block, when we stopped integrating training with cops to teach them how to use their mouth as the most important weapon and integrate defensive tactic techniques all the way up to deadly physical force, we brought ourselves here. When we stopped respecting people like teachers and police and pastors, we brought ourselves here. Robert, This is not rocket science. We can do this. This is doable. We've done it before. But we need to learn how to start talking to people again. Stop this texting and all this other stuff. Let's start a real conversation, and let's sit at the table. And let's break some bread, and let's make this happen.
There you go. Paul Violas once again joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Does the issue of residency requirements play a role here to where, you know, a police force that is of the people of a community is better than a police force of people who are outside the community? Does that play a role in this?
I think it does. But I do. I think it does. But I think the bigger picture is, where do we recruit? How many people of our communities are actually wearing that uniform? I remember when we had a problem, when I was running the police academy, we had a problem with a severe underrepresentation of the Hispanic community. Went out and we improved that. And that made a big difference. Communities need to be policed, and their policing needs to be congruent with the demographic of that community. And that requires time and investment to make sure we get more of the community to represent the community. It's been done before. We can do it again.
When it comes to compensation, do we need to have a willingness to pay more to get the quality people we want to be police officers in the first place?
You know, Robert, I wish I could say that that was the motivation, but I can tell you in earnest that it's not. Of course, cops want to make more money. But you're thinking about people that leave their families to stand on a line to protect people that genuinely don't know them, don't like them, but will give their lives up for them. For something that's just over minimum wage. I think that if they had more money, that would be great, but that's not a motivating factor for cops. It really isn't. Or for firefighters, or for paramedics. They're doing it because that's in their DNA. That's what they love. They love to serve. They will give their life for their community. I think the community just needs to take a second pause on this thing and realize the kind of people that are willing to do that. Granted, there are some that are bad apples. There's no doubt. You got to change the system. That's fine. But you know what? Don't cast aspersions on the whole group, because that's unfair. It's unrealistic. It's non-factual. And it's certainly not productive.
Morale in police departments across the country in the tank. Is there something that the typical person can do to make a difference to help elevate that morale once again?
You know, Robert, I'm laughing when you say that, and that's why I love coming on with you guys. My daughter called me and said that my two grandsons, Parker and Mason, 9 and 7, they wrote cards for the local police department in Tampa because they've been being ambushed. And Jennifer made up this big meal, and they brought it over to the local precinct. And the response from a bunch of, you know, men and women sitting there seeing these two little boys come up with this woman who's got, you know, whatever meal she had, meant everything in the world. And I think that that's a symbolization of the things that we can do as an olive branch, and that makes all the difference in the world, all the difference.
It's amazing what a simple thank you and a smile and a kind gesture can do in uplifting just about anybody in their circumstance. Paul Violas, once again.
No question.
Yes, Paul Violas, once again, his podcast is Mending America, an open and unfiltered conversation between communities and police. You can get more information at his website, violas.com, V-I-O-L-L-I-S. Paul Violas joining us. Paul, thank you very much for your time. Happy 4th to you.
You as well, Robert. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. All right. Once again, Paul Violas joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. The issue of masks, it continues to be a hot button issue for people all over the country. Do you mandate it? Do you just implore people to wear it? What happens when people try to encourage each other to wear a mask? We'll talk about it next on KDK Radio.